Okay, are we, if we're ready, let's go ahead and get started. This is Administrative Agenda A01-11. Item 1A, General Counsel.
This is the legislative item, and it's kind of redundant. I think we've already covered this one, so unless the commissioners have anything to say, General Counsel has nothing.
I have nothing. Commissioners, anything?
Actually, I have a lot. No, just kidding.
I actually have one thing. I'm thinking if we flip the quarter, we probably ought to have, since we know we're going to have utility agendas every 2 weeks, maybe we ought to make sure that the legislative stuff is on the utility agenda. Sometimes we don't have administrative agendas.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I think what we would have it on the utility agenda, this isn't always going to happen. Occasionally, we might have an administrative agenda without a utility agenda, but usually they're the same day. So that's what we'll do. And if we have an administrative agenda out of time without a utility agenda, we can put it on that.
Okay, that sounds great.
2A.
Thank you, Chairman. 2A is the biannual report, which is required by statute. It covers a time period between July 1st, 2008 through June 30th, 2010. There were some revisions that were submitted yesterday, specifically to the telecommunications section, which is on pages 23, 24, and 25. There were also a couple of other edits with respect to typos. Hopefully you received those revisions. This was a team effort by almost everybody here at the commission. It also went through extensive revisions, and General Counsel's office has reviewed it and approved it. So it is noticed today for commission action.
Questions or comments?
I have nothing.
Then I move we accept the biennial report.
Second.
Concur.
2B.
Item 2B is a change to our internal administrative policy 3.1, which is agency travel. The change addresses a policy change by Southwest Airlines, which is effective tomorrow. Essentially, credits resulting from a changed or canceled flight must now be used by the original name on the ticket. Within 12 months, it can no longer be used by another employee. The change is reflected on page 31 of the policy. There is also a minor housekeeping change on page 35, and this is also noticed today for commission action.
Questions? Comments? I move we accept the amendment.
Second.
Concur.
2C.
Item 2C summarizes an internal process for solicited and unsolicited fiscal notes for the legislative session. The process is pretty straightforward. It's consistent with past process. The most significant change is that the fiscal note does now go through the legislative team lead on the applicable bill. And this is noticed today for commission action.
Questions, comments? I move that we accept the recommendation.
Second.
Concur.
2D.
Item 2D summarizes, oh, I'm sorry. Item 2D is the third semi-annual report. This covers July through December of this year. There's really no surprises here. We're on target with what we've previously discussed, and this is an informational item. I'm happy to answer any questions.
I have no questions or comments. Commissioner Wagner?
No questions.
Mr. Burgenshaw?
No questions.
2E.
Item 2E is the status report on the plan for corrective action. This is as a result of our recent LCB audit. All seven of the audit recommendations have been fully implemented. And again, this is an informational item. I'm happy to answer any questions.
I have no questions or comments. Other commissioners? 2F.
Item 2F is the 2011 through 2013 biennium budget update. There is one notable change since my last report, and that is that Governor Sandoval has recently recommended a 5% salary reduction in lieu of furloughs, and he is recommending continuing the suspension of merit and longevity payments through the next biennium. This change results in an approximate decrease to personnel services category for the biennium of $1 million and ultimately will result in a reduction in the regulatory assessment for balancing the budget from 2.04 to 2.0 mils, and this will keep us within our optimum adjusted reserve of between 2.2 and 2.7 million.
Any questions or comments? 2G.
Actually, Chairman, items 2G and 2H are reports that are required by statute. Item G deals with the energy efficiency measures, and item H describes active transmission plans or projects since the last report to the legislature. Both of these reports were prepared by regulatory operations staff. They are noticed today for commission action, and staff is available in the event you have any questions.
Are there questions, commissioners?
No questions.
All right, then I move that we accept the reports in items 2G and 2H.
Second.
Concur.
2I.
Item 2I is a summary of our upcoming biennium budget request. This summary was requested by the Assembly Committee on Ways and Means to assist them in their review of our budget. And this is noticed today for commission action.
Questions or comments, commissioners?
I don't have anything.
Then I move that we accept the expanded program narrative.
Second.
Concur.
Okay. 2J.
I have no further issues.
Anything by the commissioners? We're adjourned. Thank you.
I don't think I do anything.